This is Lent, and into its wilderness God calls us. Come, brothers and sisters, Christ is heading towards Jerusalem.
Times all have to go. When we start thinking, God's blessings no longer flow. We find that we're still hungry and our thirst isn't satisfied. So we wander off into the world seeking what it has to provide. We complain and we moan about our wanting state, for God's provisions don't come at a fast, quick enough rate for us. We seem just to be surviving with the little that we've got, and the graces of our Lord in our hearts we have forgot. Into the wilderness we all sometimes must go, and God invites us there that our faith might grow.
We acknowledge the Kaurna people. They lived with this land, travelling seasonally from hill to plain along the song lines. May we too live lightly on the land, respecting culture, custom, and spirituality, and walking towards reconciliation. Come into the wilderness to seek God together. Come into a place of mystery. come into a place of challenge. Come into a place of preparation. Come into a place where you can find God and find yourself. Come and worship God. Let us now join together today. We can sing together with our masks. Pages of the calendar turn and we enter another season. The cooler nights and darker mornings hint at what is to come. Soon the leaves will be brown and crumble. The seeds fall into the ground and die. The thirsty land awaits the autumn rains. And this is as it should be. For in these weeks of Lent, we are mindful of vulnerability and the impermanence yielded and death. We hear the clear call of the gospel to shed old ways of being that God's way might rise in us. Grace and peace to you, the one whose spirit forms the willing and humble heart, and who shapes us in a peculiar people. Welcome to this worship today, wherever you are, whether you are here in the church or at home, somewhere at a later date. Particularly today, we welcome those across the West Coast, Southeast, and rural Victoria who join us. The season of Lent is a time for prayer and reflection on who we are, who God is, and that which Jesus is calling us to be and do. Followers and reflectors of Christ's love and peace. And Lent calls us to start in the wilderness, the solitude, a desert place, with our companion Jesus. So let us join together in prayer. God of the wilderness, as we enter into worship, may this be a time of preparation, of challenge, and change. May the journey through this worship experience and this season remind us of Jesus' journey from heaven to earth, from the wilderness to the cross, and from the cross to the empty tomb for our salvation. Open our hearts and minds to receive your grace, peace, and strength. O God, we have always wanted to follow you wherever you lead us. Though we want you to travel with us, we have not always wanted to travel with you. Forgive us, God, and strengthen our faith that we may not be afraid of travelling the path you have set before us. Amen. God's love stays with us even when we turn away. God forgives us, leads us back onto the path, and with gentle grace encourages us to move towards God's will for us.
In this time of Lent, we are called to prayer, of preparation and discernment. So I invite us to pray for peace for Ukraine, for Russia, and for Europe, and for us all. Let us join together in prayer. God of peace, God of mercy, we pray for the people and with the people of Ukraine. We lament the violence that has come to their country. We ask for comfort those who mourn, hope for those who despair, and compassion for all who suffer. We plead for an end to violence and aggression in their land. God, we pray for the people of Russia. We give those who protest for peace and pray for ongoing courage. We ask for a change of heart for those who commit acts of aggression and war against fellow citizens and neighbours. We pray for Russians who will suffer because of sanctions and war. God, we pray for leaders around the world. We pray for those leaders who might work towards the end of war and establishing peace. We seek wisdom for those who are making life and death decisions about how to respond to violence and threats of violence. We ask for courage for those who campaign for peace. We pray for aid workers and journalists. We give thanks for the willingness of aid workers to work in situations of war and unrest, in order to meet the needs of others. We ask for safety, wisdom, and compassion for all working to alleviate suffering and heal the wounded. We pray for journalists and media organisations reporting the situations in Ukraine and Russia, that they may report with truthfully and compassionately. We pray for peace. We lament violence around the world. We plead for the ceasing of violence and the establishment of peace. We pray that you might give us a desire for peace and a willingness to work for hope and pray for peace in each day. In this we pray in Jesus' name, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Invite us into a time of a minute of silent prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. We sing the song, Spirit of Peace. Spirit of Christ invites and welcomes all to this table of grace and reconciliation. Yet may we not come ceaselessly but without an awareness of all the risks that involves on the journey through this time. For in the breaking of bread, we remember Jesus' body broken and shared, and we confess that this is the way of love for him, for us, and for all time. In the common cup, we remember Jesus' life poured out in order that all creation might be reconciled. When we drink the cup, we take up with Jesus the costly way of peace and reconciliation. So come to encounter the living Spirit of God. Come and dedicate yourselves to a new and imaginative way of living in Christ's name. Come if you dare, to keep the dangerous memory of Jesus alive. A song to prepare us for communion today.
Who you really are, when all you feel is the shape of your scars, and you have more wounds than you can count. Open your eyes, look all around, you aren't alone. This is your home. Come and remember who you are here. Do this to remember who I am. Come and remember you belong here. All belong here. You don't
we gather around this table, the table of Christ. We claim our place here as ordinary human beings, all equal in the eyes of God, none more worthy than each other to share in this feast. All are welcome here. The bread is broken. The wine is poured. These words, these acts, these age-old memories speak to us again afresh. In them we hear the invitation to be enfolded into the presence and love of Jesus, who died, who lives, and who is here. So we say together, God be with you. Lift up your hearts. And let us give thanks to God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We express thanks, gratitude and praise for the whole of creation, for God's promise to all people, and for Jesus Christ in whom God's fullness dwells. When the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness, our tradition says that he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights to prepare himself for his ministry years. So God, by the baptism and his suffering and death and resurrection, you give birth to the church and made us into a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And so with your people on earth and the company of heaven, we praise your name and join in the unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So God, we pray, pour out your Spirit upon us, upon these elements of bread and wine, and we who gather in community, that this meal may be a communion in the love and life of Christ. Make us one with Christ as we share, with all who share in this table at this feast. Unite us in faith, we pray. Encourage us with hope and inspire us to love. Amen. So come, for all is ready. The gifts of God for the people of God to share in community together. We will receive communion seated. Bread and the wine will be brought to you. There are gluten-free options for those. Please just indicate. And when you finish, just place the glass under your seat and we'll collect that afterwards. Those who are serving, please come forward.
alive and enlivening God, we pray, in the simple and ordinary task of eating and drinking, in this simple and ordinary meal of bread and wine, you have been present. You have transformed this simple and ordinary gathering into your church, the messengers of abundant life. Enable us to be those who go into the world to be God's agents of transformation. Amen. Lent calls us and invites us into a time of prayer and preparation and discernment. And so I invite us to pray this morning a bit closer to home in our time of prayers for those suffering floods and rain and storms in our eastern states. Ever-present God, you are with us in an hour of need. You hold all those affected by floods in your love. We pray for those who are evacuated, for all those who have lost homes, whose homes are under threat. Encourage us to be a people who respond to those in need with God's name and compassion and practice care in the love of Christ. Help us to help them. And we pray for our most vulnerable, often living on riverbanks, and for those who are offering them shelter and care. For those whose livelihoods have been affected, shops inundated, livestock lost, and the caring of our native animals. We give you thanks, O God, for those who are running the emergency evacuation centres, Red Cross, disaster chaplains. Be with them, support them as they work with and those who are distressed and those facing uncertainty what the flood means for them. We know that you are the one who suffers with us and offers comfort and guidance by being present in your people. We pray for your wisdom moving forward. We know your mercy and that you will hear our prayers. And so we do pray them in the name of Christ. And God of all compassion and love and comfort, we know that while the rain has come as a blessing to some, particularly in the outback areas, we know and we've seen the pictures and heard the news of properties inundated and lives threatened. And strengthen those, we pray, who are isolated, and may they be reached quickly, who lay sleeplessly at night, concerned for their neighbours, their families, and their community's safety. We do pray for keeping the spread of disease at bay, and show mercy and strength through SES volunteers, often putting themselves at risk. May our response to the suffering of others be generous in our giving, in our prayers, in our solidarity. For this we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given to me, and I will give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you to protect you. And on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is said, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the word of God. Thanks be.
What is the first thing in your mind when I say temptation? The first thing I think of is an apple. Sorry, not that apple, but an apple. The symbols of temptation. Have you ever had a pizza from hell? Apparently you can get one in New Zealand. There's a chain of pizza shops across New Zealand called Hell Pizza. And the pizza choices include the temptation of pizza types: lust, greed, envy, wrath, pandemonium, brimstone, purgatory, and mischief, just to name a few. I'm tempted when I'm next in New Zealand to go and get a pizza from hell. I wonder if they deliver to Moriarty. But 2,000 years ago or so, a man from Galilee once said, "What does it profit if a person was to gain the whole world but to lose their soul?" Always, at the beginning of this period in Lent, we commence with the temptation stories of Jesus. It's because of the 40 days, the temptations and the trials, the fasting, the prayer, all focus towards Easter. I like the fact that Jesus was tempted. It says to me that maybe it's not wrong to be tempted. After all, Jesus is the Son of God, and he was tempted. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18 says, "Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is also able to help those who are being tested." A scripture verse of hope. Temptation is really about choice. Which way will you go? Will you resist or will you give in? This is what Jesus is faced with, and these are what we are faced with. I'm encouraged knowing that Jesus did not give in, but challenged his temptations, the feelings and the pressures, the doubts and the questions. As he has challenged them, I too believe that he can help us, that God in Christ can help us to do the same. Lent is a time and a place for discovery. And the desert, the wilderness, is a time for us to explore, to discern and to discover. It's a time of exploration of our soul. It's a solitude, a time to be not lonely, but perhaps to be alone, or to be in solitude and solidarity with one another. Into the desert we find the times of examination and equipping and enticement. And we also find moments of recreation, a time for rest and a time for enlivenment. And in the desert we find times of test and trial and perhaps even moments of truth. Temptation is not a sin. It's a reality. I heard someone say over here, chocolate, when I said, what do you think of? It's a reality because that chocolate bar is in the cupboard. Just saying, eat me. Many people feel guilty when they've been tempted, even if they haven't given in. We need to know that temptation in itself is not wrong. What is wrong, or perhaps more better, is unhelpful, is when we give in to that temptation or we implement the actions of that temptation. Temptation is always about guilt. It's a desire for fulfillment of something that seeks to trip us up or to trap us. The three temptations of Jesus deal basically with the issues that can be boiled down to, I think, one. Take your eyes off God or God's ways. Take the focus off God and God's ways onto something else. In this case, physical needs. Power or false power, status, and instant success and popularity. Jesus' response to the three temptations are, depend on God and God's purposes, do not compromise or question God or God's nature, and do not test God. God's plan, stay true and stay firm. Temptation is a big word. It's a long word, loaded with meaning, and I'm sure we all have our own meanings and explorations of that. But when I think of temptation, I think of a more powerful and even more destructive word. And that word is small. If. If. If, says Satan in this text, if you are the Son of God, then use your personal power for gain. The little word if is not so little. In fact, if is huge, if allowed to fester and grow. If is a seed of doubt. And here the seed of doubt is attempted to be sown into Jesus by saying, if you are the Son of God. In other words, prove it. You're hungry? You can do it. Trust yourself. Who is going to know? If questions my image of myself. If you are the man that you could be or should be. If you were the parent that you could be. If you are the minister you should be. If. And the yearning is triggered, if only. If only I had. If only I could. If only I didn't. This is exactly what the Apostle Luke tells us that the devil did to Jesus. If. If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. If you are the sort of Son of God that you should be, then why aren't you doing something about the problem of hunger? If you're the Son of God that you should be, why aren't you doing something about the coronavirus? Or the war in Ukraine and Russia? If you were the Son of God that you could or should be, why aren't you dealing with cancer? Climate change? If. But Jesus refused to let the power of the if take hold and grow with him and get inside his head, and says God's word is bread enough. God's ways is bread enough. Throughout Jesus' ministry, he consistently refused to use his power for his own needs, but used it for others. The tempter was suggesting, don't trust God, trust in me. I'll give you all this. All this is yours if. Jesus didn't argue, but simply said, worship the Lord your God and serve God only. And I think that's the message of good news today. Jesus was tempted and resisted. We are tempted. And we, through Jesus, can also stand firm. Jesus relied on what he knew of God, his own strength and the strength of the Spirit, Jesus not only knew the scripture, but he applied it. And in resisting temptations, I think we can do a number of things. And most importantly, don't put yourself in temptation's way. I mean, if you have a temptation to steal, don't work in a bank. We can resist our temptations through the help of Jesus, but it's not easy. It's not always easy, but possible through prayer as we enter into this time of Lent. Listening, discerning, praying. Hear yourself speak those words. Confess. Be ruthless with yourself. Face up to what it is that the Spirit is challenging you or what your temptations might be. Listen to others. Ask for others' help. Sometimes they might see the things that we don't see. Often they try to warn us, but usually we gently brush them aside. Trust in God who might be speaking through someone else, the community. And finally, don't be too quick to blame someone else for your failings. I often hear, the devil made me do it. I don't get that. That takes the blame off you and onto somebody or something else. It says that I have no responsibility for my actions, for my accountability. I'm just a puppet. I have no choice. Blaming someone or something else, especially the devil, or whatever term or phrase we want to use, evil, negates our own strength and our strength found in God. Resist the power and the tempter, as it is suggested in the Bible, flee. Resist. Stand firm in the knowledge and love of God and God's ways. Jesus does more than simply help us face our temptations. He gives us the strength. We know the strength, the courage, the energy, and the passion. Maybe you've succumbed to temptation. Maybe guilt has wrapped itself around you tightly that you fail to see or any release. Maybe you stumble often. Friends, I want to share this morning that God not only helps us face temptations and testings, but God is the one who is there with us. God loves, forgives, and empowers, even in spite of what we do and what we haven't done. The number one Lenten discipline of this time is prayer. Prayer in its many forms. When temptations are stirring, pray. Pray that God will give wisdom and strength and insight. Pray through the stories that we've heard read this morning. We need to claim God's grace and love in this time. The strength that is in Christ. And to live it. And to put if aside. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, you resisted temptation in the wilderness. You refused to be dazzled by the satanic offers of worldly success. Keep us from being distracted from you through the lures of this world. Protect us from the sedation of things that which do not endure. Guide us in the straight paths. We ask for your strong and holy name as one who taught us to pray, saying the Lord's Prayer as a resource and a strength in our daily lives. And the prayer is on the screen if we want to follow. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. In this time of Lent, in the next few weeks, we pray for peace, stillness, and strength. The song we sing is "For You, Deep Stillness from the Silent Inland."
Prayer. God, of great gifts, you have given us much. Accept these gifts from our hands as our faithful response to your abundant grace. Amen. For the notices today, in place of pancakes that we usually have on today, we suggest you make a donation of money to United Community or Clayton Wesley. And go home and make your own pancakes. And there's a recipe. There's a pan out at the back for you to put your donations on, and you can pick up the recipe. Check your newsletter for what's on. Lenten reflections start this week. If you haven't done anything about it and would like to, call Nicole in the office. And the others, there's lots of interesting things and reading in the Morial Tradition. It's available now too. Let us pray. Jesus turned away from power, influence, and wealth and said, "Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you." We pray for all places around the world experiencing conflict, where innocent people were dying, being injured, fleeing their homes. Be with those that are trying to help. We pray for leaders. Give them wisdom to know and courage to do what is best to build a world of justice, freedom, truth, and peace. We pray for your earth, the water and air you gave us to share. May we tread lightly, protecting and nurturing your creation. We pray for those sick and suffering, the doctors, nurses, medical staff, family and friends who care for them. We pray for those who've lost loved ones, that they know your love is surrounding them. Now, may we silently bring our personal concerns to you, that we may be an instrument of your peace and love. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen. Let us sing together again, "We Know Ourselves Beloved."
To share this morning, if you're able to stay over a cup of tea, coffee in the hall, please remain socially aware of our distance, wearing of masks until we sit down to eat, and that's for that. We know the drill. Please wait for the cameras to be removed before we exit, and exit this eastern door as well. We've been together in the wilderness in this worship service, a place of growing and discovery. Now our work begins, to go out in faith, knowing that the same God who sustained Jesus in the wilderness will be with us in all times and places. So go in peace to love and serve our God in all that we do. Amen. Peace be with you.